Welcome back to Sunday Night Live. This is David Penn, your host tonight. So glad to be with you. I'm going to change it up a little bit, talk about red lines. Red lines. Kind of appropriate considering that the CCP's favorite color is red. President Trump's just back from visiting Xi Jinping in Beijing. I know a little bit about this subject. A lot of people that comment on China. I've never been there, which I find kind of laughable. I've been there over 100 times. You're going to say, well, how could that be? Well, that would be because I am what would be termed a reformed globalist. And when I say I'm reformed, I stopped cold turkey because I recognize what I was doing was not good for my fellow citizens because I actually believe in treating my neighbor as I wish to be treated myself. But it doesn't mean I didn't learn a lot about China and all those trips there. And that banquet, any of you saw that banquet? It was broadcast live. Man, President Xi Jinping put down a heavy Chinese insult on we the people and on Donald Trump. He sat there so imperiously and he bragged that China was a 5,000-year-old culture. And then he said, happy birthday on your 250th. Now, I don't know if President Trump knew it. I suspect he probably did. But I knew right away it was an insult. You know, the Chinese are not actually very polite. They're not very polite people. They can be very kind. They can be very smart. They're very hardworking. And they are radical materialists. Now, they had religion there. They did. In fact, China was colonized just like the United States of America. The British Empire brutalized China. Brutalized it. Brutalized it. Several wars addicted the country to opium. You know why they did that? To balance the trade. Yeah, they had trade imbalances even back then. They dug a canal, the British did with the French, called the Suez Canal, just to get the ill-gotten gains of the Orient back to jolly old England a little quicker. That's what you call a downright takedown, right? When you're robbing and stealing so much, you got to shorten the getaway. That's pretty badass too, isn't it? No, the British rolled on into China and did unspeakable things to the Chinese, weakened that country, and the country had had 500 years of civil war. So with their 5,000 years of tradition, they haven't had it together. You know, you look out in our streets, we got right versus left. We got Democrats and Republicans. We got man versus women, white versus black, young versus old. We hate each other. And quite frankly, a lot of us hate ourselves. And from my perspective, that's the British business model. That's that old divide and conquer so you can rule on the cheap deal. No, the Chinese had to wrest back their country from colonialism. And because they are radical materialists, because they are communists, what is communism to me? I know to many people, they say, well, it's an economic strategy. And having been to China, I'm going to tell you, that's not true. Those folks have a much more, quote unquote, money-making society than we do. Man, the poorest Chinese got money. They're hardcore savers. Their families are intact, and I'll tell you why. There's no social safety nets. Yeah, that's right. There's no Social Security over there. There's no Medicare. There's no Medicaid. That does not exist. Baby, in China, it's cash on the dash or die in the waiting room. I've seen it with my own eyes. People hate doctors in China because it's a racket and everybody knows it. Not like here, you know, where these guys wear these white coats with the stethoscopes and everybody goes, oh, we respect you. You know, Bill Cassidy in Louisiana, he was a doctor. That's how he became a senator. Like a SEAL. Just because someone's a SEAL does not mean they have sacred honor. Just means that they were a SEAL. They might have sacred honor, but it's not a guarantee. There's good and bad in every group. We can't broad brush any group. We got to be discriminating. Who believes, who doesn't believe? Who's with us, who's not with us? And the people that are not with us, can we convince them? Because look where this movement was 30 years ago when Alex was standing out in the rain by himself with a megaphone. No, we're making a lot of progress. The Chinese were colonized, and then they were conquered by the Japanese. Yes, the Chinese were our allies in World War II. The United States of America freed the Chinese from Japanese occupation. That's what we did. We were allies. How did we end up being enemies? Well, under Truman, the Chinese Communist Party, led by Mao Zedong, defeated the nationalists, the KMT, led by General Chiang Kai-shek. There just wasn't the willingness to put the troops on the ground to defend the Kuomintang. And after World War II, there was a moment of real sincerity. Roosevelt had put Churchill underfoot. Roosevelt said, hey, Winston, you're going to have to forswear the empire or we're not going to have your back. You can go have what fur with the Germans by yourself. Or sign right here on this Atlantic Charter where it says all people need to determine their own politics. And Winston, under the pressure of Nazism, said, okay, I'll sign. But he really didn't mean it. He really didn't mean it. The British had taken Hong Kong from the Chinese in an opium war. Hong Kong, very profitable business for the British. Very, very profitable. Drugs went into China and finished goods came out. It's the same China business we're enjoying down at Walmart and Costco today. It's been going on for a long time. A handful of people get real rich and everybody else gets poor. That's the game. And after World War II, in spite of what President Roosevelt had demanded of Churchill, and even though the Japanese had taken Hong Kong from the British, they returned. They didn't even ask first. They just went back. They just steamed right into the bay there and set up shop again. The Japanese that were there surrendered because, of course, they were cut off. The war was over. And the United States government said, oh, what the hell? What can we really do about it now? We got to get along with the British. It's the post-war period. And the British hung out there until 1997. And the number one goal of the Chinese was to get back Hong Kong until 97. And they finally succeeded. Even though Maggie Thatcher tried, she huffed and she puffed, but they just didn't have the juice to hold on to Hong Kong. And as soon as Hong Kong was back in Chinese hands, all the attention turned on to Taiwan. And how did Taiwan become an issue? Well, let me tell you how. There was a civil war in China after World War. Well, actually, it was going on before World War II. Chiang Kai-shek and Mao fought a very long and bloody civil war. They only united to fight against the Japanese. And in 1949, Mao defeated Chiang Kai-shek. And you know what they did? With American support, American logistics, about 2 million Han Chinese boogied on down to what was called Formosa, killed 10,000 of the locals the first day they got there, and they set up the government of Taiwan, which they considered was the government of China, offshore, a government in exile, so to speak. And they set it up as a dictatorship. And the United States, from that first day, guaranteed the autonomy of Taiwan. So here we have a colonialized country, the Chinese, with no religion. And if there's no religion, if there's no salvation and no redemption, if there's no forgive others so that I might be forgiven, if there's no mechanism of forgiveness, those Chinese remember those slights, those insults, those incursions into their politics by foreign colonial invaders as if it was yesterday. If you ask yourself, why are the Chinese flooding our country with fentanyl? It's called payback. Many an American fortune was made in the opium trade. Some big names. Go to Wikipedia, look it up for yourself. You know, when I say things on here because I'm a political activist, I understand how important it is for you to do your own research. I don't want you to take my word for it. I want to point you in the direction of where you can get your own information, because then you're not a parrot, you're a prophet of your own truth. It's very important that we all take the time to do our own research. But you can go to China on a vacation and you could talk to the man in the street. And the man in the street's going to tell you they don't want war. They think Americans are lazy, fat, and stupid because we didn't protect our country from China. We didn't protect it. President Trump said that many times. He doesn't blame the Chinese. He blames our leaders, because our leaders, going back to Kissinger and Brzezinski, had some kind of notion that it was all going